Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Gene with Treads Bicycle Outfitters, Echelon Enterprises. We've been playing phone tag.
How you doing, Gene?
All right.
Good. I did want to go over your file here. Do you got about 5 minutes? Is that all right?
Sure. Yep.
All right. Perfect. Give me 1 minute. Let me pull it up here. How's your day going?
It's going all right.
Right on. So I know you've been working with Julian here, and you guys were you were looking to obtain some funds for the business.
Yep.
Okay. Pulled the file. So I just wanted to verify a little bit of info with you in particular. Are you 100% owner of the business?
Actually, 85%.
85%, okay. And who's the other 15?
It's divided amongst three parties, brothers, sisters.
Oh, got it. Divided.
So they're each like 5%.
Got it. And, let me pull up your credit report. So have you shopped around anywhere else, or are we your first look?
You're kind of my first look, but I am shopping, so.
Okay. Is there anyone in particular that you're shopping with that's giving you an answer?
No, I haven't got an answer back yet.
Okay. What's the name of, can you tell me the name of the other companies you've been working with or you're looking at?
I'm trying to think. Strategic is one of them. West Coast is another one. I have worked with On Deck in the past. I'm trying to avoid just a pure credit advance
loan. Yeah.
So they don't really have what I'm looking for. So.
Did you? You said you worked with On Deck. How did you like working with On Deck?
Oh, they were fine.
Okay.
There was no problems.
You don't have anything else with them right now?
I do have a small credit line with them.
Okay. It's like $20,000 is usually what their credit line is. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go to your, have you gone to your local bank?
Yeah. Yeah.
To get this particular loan that you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they say?
No.
What was the reason?
I filed bankruptcy 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Let me okay. Okay. Was that for a business loan or for a personal loan?
It was a business loan.
Okay. Alright. So I just want to confirm what you're looking for in particular. Are we looking for working capital and equipment? Or just working capital?
I think I probably said both, but mostly working capital.
Mostly working capital, okay. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds on?
Well, if the deal's right, then I'll do it right away.
Okay. And when you say if the deal's right, what are you looking for? Just what do you want?
What I'm looking for is a longer-term payback with a low interest.
Okay. Longer-term payback with low interest.
So I'm not looking for a 6-month advance or a 12-month advance with high interest. I'm looking for
6 to 12.
You know, I'm looking for more like 3 to 5 years with low interest.
Okay. And how much are you looking for?
150 to 300.
Okay.
Again, depending on the deal.
Sure. And what's the minimum you'll accept?
The better the deal.
Sure, it makes sense.
The more I'll do, the worse, the less I'll do.
You know, I don't want to come back at you with like something tiny.
Somewhere in the 150 range.
Okay, 150. And you don't have any working capital loans out right now?
No.
You just have that line of credit with OnDeck.
Yeah, and then I have a mortgage with my commercial property, and that's why it has to be unsecured. I don't have the business assets and the commercial property are already promised against the mortgage, you know.
Yeah. What did you guys do in sales last year?
In 2015?
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, $3.3
million. Okay. Now, what are you going to be doing with the funds here, if we get it for you?
Primarily consolidate debt. And what I mean by that is I owe my vendors money. So I can pay... paying them, borrowing to pay them back would be cheaper than paying their interest, you know.
How much is their interest?
1.5 a month, I think.
1.5 a month?
Yeah. So like 18 for the year.
Is that, so are you factoring? Is that what you're doing?
No, I mean, it's just, that's their fee, their late fee or whatever.
Okay, 1.5% a month on what you owe them.
On what's late, yeah.
On what's late, okay.
Yeah.
On what's late, okay. Okay. Now, with the working capital and it's, with it being unsecured, the longest term I have would be about 3 years. But that program's really, really difficult to get approved for. I know if you have a BK on your record, you're probably not going to get that program. What I would probably shoot for is a 24-month program. Is that doable? I mean, I don't want to, waste your time, or if it's not even something.
Well, if the interest rate is low enough, I would consider that as kind of a band-aid, you know, as a temporary solution. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jane, I know you've been around the block. You know what you're doing. You know how, you know, most of the unsecured loans work. So I'm not going to sit here and just try to tell you one thing and come out with a, you know, completely different answer. So I just want to be upfront about everything and let you know. So I don't know what Julian told you up front, but the 3-year program is probably not going to happen. The 2-year I can possibly make happen. With it being unsecured and uncollateralized, the rate could be anywhere between, I can get an idea actually. Kind of putting your numbers in. Anywhere between there. So, just
for the whole 2 years or for 1 year?
For the whole 2 years. Yeah, it'd be a fixed rate, so a fixed payback. Obviously, we want to do business with you. I can with your type of business, I can possibly get you a weekly payment. So that is a possibility as well.
But 20% over 2 years would be, I would consider 45 or whatever you said, I would not.
Okay. I can try to do that.
But that would be 20% over 2 years, so like 10% a year, even though.
Right.
Work on an APR. But.
Yeah. Yeah, because it would be fixed, so yeah, it would be broken down like that. Okay. Well, that's what I needed from you. Let me take all this info. I'm gonna submit it to the underwriter. I should have an answer for you actually by tomorrow. At the latest, it'd be Monday morning. You're a hard man to get a hold of. So, what's the best number to get a hold of you?
Actually, this is the best number to get a hold of me. It's just because I have 3 stores on all over the place.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. You appreciate you giving me a call back. I will go ahead and submit all this information, and I'll have an underwriter get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Gene. Bye.
Bye-bye.